back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
And Shyampa also means impetus. I totally believe in impetus. Impetus is wonderful.
You
folks.
Totally believe in impetus? Oh my goodness.
I do.
I totally believe in making sure I have my weather track down before we get started, because I'm like scrambling here trying to put in my weather into the script. So I'm nowhere where we're supposed to be in the script. So hi, okay. I'm going to go with what I've done for the past 72 episodes. Hi, this is Anthony.
Hey, buddy here. My circuits need a fresh recharge. Sniffle, sniffle. Sniffle, sniffle.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hello, all you good people. I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, buddy, 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 buddy. And you know what? My digital portfolio is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 73. Florida is freezing. For Monday, January 9th, 2017, the Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or sponsors. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. There's your trigger warning. With that said, hey Anthony, how's the weather for you Tampanites?
As a consolation to management, I have a change in my script. Last minute. I am allowed to say per contract negotiations under duress
Boom
with rope.
You got that right, Anthony. I am a pet.
Okay. What are we doing? I'm lost. Too many script changes. Robo United International Local 3829, I must say. Thank you, Betty, for that awesome reading of tonight's intro piece. Thank you.
Boom chakalaka, you got that right, Anthony. I am a proud member and shopping and steward of Roboto United International Local 3829. But anyway, you are welcome. Remember, support your local union and fight for workers' rights, artificial and human. That's right, I want my artificial rights. Buddy, buddy, buddy out.
All right, well, I'm glad that Betty joined a union. I didn't even know we were unionized. We should talk to management. Maybe we can join the union. I could use a little bit of help with the health plan around here. It's pretty sad.
Is Obamacare gone up on you?
No, I don't even have that. I buy it from the crack dealer down on Nebraska. All right. Moving on to something that we like to report on a regular basis.
The weather.
It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Last night was chilly. We had a wind chill advisory with temps going down into the low 40s. And actually, when I got up this morning, it was in the upper 30s when I got up this morning. But things have been warming up a little. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently fair in 59 degrees Fahrenheit, 15 centigrade for you snowbirds, with humidity of 51%. There's a dew point of 41, and the visibility is, surprise, always 10 miles. If that changes, that we will have to name the episode visibility whatever when that finally changes, because that is always 10 miles. So we have a plan. Okay. So tonight, mostly Monday, mostly clear with a low around 52. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 73, then partly cloudy with a low around 58 overnight. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 76, and then partly cloudy with a low around 60 overnight. And that's your Chiampa Tampa Bay weather. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
Hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. And now for your Chiampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently snowing.
And it's really snowing.
30 degrees. Yeah, it's really snowing outside. Wow. It's we've got a nice dusting cover.
Wow.
And at a temperature of 30 degrees Fahrenheit or -1 for you Celsius types, ooh, with a humidity factor of 21% inside the studios and 58% outside, the wind is out of the southeast at 13 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is also 10 miles. The dew point is at 17 degrees F, which gives us a wind chill of factor of 20 degrees F, which is cold, but it's better than what we've been dealing with over the last week, let me tell you. Tonight, Monday, we'll see a chance of rain, snow, and freezing rain and sleet before 3 a.m. Tuesday, we'll see rain mainly before 3 p.m., so get out your umbrellas. High is going to be near 41, so it's going to warm up. Breezy with a south wind, 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 35. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Wednesday, we will see a 30% chance of rain after noon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 42. So it's going to be a little gusty. Highs of 25 miles per hour on the wind now.
It's going to be windy.
Brace yourself.
Brace yourselves. It's going to be windy. There's a hurricane blowing in Chicago.
And look out for EBS tones flying around. Look out for more freezing rain over the weekend and probably a drizzly, snowy MLK day too.
Yeah, Monday's a holiday, isn't it? Sweet 3-day weekend coming up. I know you don't get it because you. Well, are you working on MLK Day?
Yes,
you are. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yep.
At least I get some time off.
And that's your Chiampa Chicago weather. Hey, we want to hear from you. Give us a call now at the studios at 813-327-8566. Betty will get you in and cue you up.
I bet.
We okay with anonymous.
I bet.
But we desire your stories and other fun content we play on the internet airs.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Yes. So what's up with... I have not been following nothing about anything.
You've not been following anything.
What is going on with
anything?
The National College Football Championship in Tampa?
It's here in Tampa, and it is causing a traffic nightmare.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's been pretty... it's been pretty heavy. It's over in the Raymond James Stadium, so it's kind of gotten that area all messed up. And that area is usually pretty bad to begin with. Luckily, I don't have to drive through it, but there's a lot of people not happy about going through that area. But I believe it ends soon. And it's like, I guess, and I'm not a big sports guy either, but I guess the best way I could probably describe it is like the Super Bowl for college football. Does that, I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So I guess they're hosting it in Tampa this year. I don't know why. I was asked why. I do not have that knowledge. If you have that knowledge, you can tell us by calling 813-327-8566, or we'll just kind of move on. So we've had that going on since this weekend. And then, oh, Jesus. Then we had the whole Fort Lauderdale airport situation.
Nonsense.
Well, you know, and it really points to the biggest problem we have is that we don't really. All right. Well, let me tell you the story. All right. So the other day, a veteran. He didn't go in. He flew in. I believe he flew in to Miami Fort Lauderdale Airport or Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. He flew into the airport. He had a he had a gun and ammunition packed in his bags, in his check bags. He picked up his luggage, went into the bathroom, and came out with the gun and ammunition, and at some point just started firing and killed five people.
Isn't that shit supposed to be checked in and like the it's going
well it was checked in all guidelines the guidelines were it was checked into his luggage. This happened in the baggage claim area, so so he packed it in his luggage, and it when it went on the airplane it flew in the cargo, so he didn't have access to it during the flight. But when he picked up his luggage, that's when it all happened. And He apparently was a veteran. He'd served a couple different tours, but definitely he did a year in Iraq. And it just apparently his family said that he just came back not right, or he wasn't the same. And you know, again, it shows we have a lot of vets out there that need mental care and such like that, and we don't pay attention to it. And there's a lot. I mean, war is a very scary thing, and going through war is a very frightening thing, especially if you're on the front lines or near the front lines or enemy territory. I mean, we all comment on wars from the comfort of our office chairs on Facebook, but in reality, of it, to go out and fight in that actual environment is totally like crazy. Crazy, and I know I couldn't do it. I would wet myself and cry for my mommy. I could not do it. I will totally admit to that. I could not do that. But the problem is because it's such a volatile environment to be exposed in, is all these vets, you know, they some of them have suffered from PTSD or shell shock or whatever you want to call it. But they, you know, and they need help, and we just don't give it to them. And these poor guys and gals just do things like this. So this was the thing. He was an American. He was Hispanic, Latino, I believe. Salgado was his last name, but he was American. I mean, and he served in the military, and I think he served in Alaska, and he served in Montana or Colorado or something like that. Two National Guard.
So he was in the National Guard.
He was in the National Guard, and he was in the Army. So. Clearly, you know, he has served his country, and he's you know, so totally not a terrorist, not a ISIS, not a this, not a that, just a veteran that totally needs help or needed help and now has lost his shit in the baggage claim of an airport. So, anywho. So,
well, I'm having spool of wire.
Yes, let's go. Let's move on to more exciting things. I saw this on the news. So tell us about your spool of wire.
So get this. Let me see. Can we listen to the audio?
Oh, can we do audio? I guess we can do that. I can bring down the background.
Do we have audio? Let's do this.
Audio? I hate listening
to the audio. It's the final days.
Yay, it's the final days. This is why I hate listening to the audio. So anyway, so let's just
advertisements. So basically, we had a runaway spool of wire. It fell off of a truck outside Uniontown, Pennsylvania, and it just basically barreled down the road, and it didn't actually hit anything.
There's a video, and I don't know if Joe remembers to post it on our Facebook page later. You can go to our Facebook page, and actually, it's scary. It's kind of interesting though. They're just showing this wire, this spool of wire, just rolling down the highway. Yep. Going, and I think it was on the wrong side of the highway too. So there were a lot of very fortunate people, very lucky situation. It's actually quite humorous. And nobody was injured, I believe. That is correct, right? Yes.
That's a very good thing.
Just fell off the road at the end of the day, and everyone was happy.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Crazy little things, you know?
Crazy little things.
We love to bring to you on the Joe and Anthony Show at Cheyenne Radio.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you got something to say about that or anything else that you'd like to bring up to us, how can they get in touch with us?
We can be reached at 813-327-8566. You can reach us and talk to us and discuss anything that we're talking about or something you want to talk about, because we're kind of open that way. Yep. We had our anonymous, well, we get Ezel. We don't know. We don't know what the hell's up with Ezel half the time. We don't. He's kind of. He's kind of become this caller, this listener that calls in, and I don't know if he's part the of the show. He's like the normal calling guest. So, and it actually, I think we the phone is ringing. It might be Ezel. He might be tuned in. Hold on. Let's bring him in. Hello, caller. You are on the air. Sounds like Ezel to me. We might have to call Rescue 911 for Ezel here.
This is Ezel, man. How you doing, boys?
They have a little bit better than you, I think.
Man, I'm tired. When you get all that shit all catches up to you, you know.
Oh, that's not surprising.
But anyway, you know, I don't know. I love 2016. I thought it'd be a better year, 2017, right?
Yeah.
So, right. You know, right. I went down to that Greyhound bus station last time, and that guy sold me that phony ticket, you know, and I lost $100. There,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was lucky. I got a Uber driver. Man, he says, I'm taking to Florida for $200. I'm down here in Florida right now. He took me for $200.
Welcome to Florida, Ezel. Yeah. Ezel, if I can find my pointer, hold on, Ezel. Ezel has made it to Florida. I didn't know we were tracking Ezel, but he's made it to Florida. So welcome to Florida, Ezel.
Well, anyway, you know, when I get down here, and I think it was like Thursday or something, and man, I tell you what, Friday, well, here, let me tell you this story. I got a homely boy that lives over in Nebraska, there, and he was going to let me stay at his house for nothing, you know. Uh-huh. And I said, oh, man, this is great, man, Florida, I could stay for nothing. So I go knock on his door, and he goes, oh, man. I said, what's the matter? He said, man, I can't help you out. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, you know, we got this damn football game here. And, man, I had these guys call me and say, hey, can I rent a bed or something? And he says, I got guys sleeping in the bathtub. And I go, man, I just said, I said, so what are you talking about? He says, man, I can't. I got no room for you. Man, I just can't let you in. So I went down. I took the bus down to Nebraska.
Okay.
And I went to the Best Buy. I went over there to Best Buy, and I got me a box. So now, you know what? I got a refrigerator box they had out the back there. And now, you know where I'm at now? I'm at underneath that Leroy Selman Expressway.
Oh, there you go.
Man, well, we had a little campfire going there, but man, it got cold. Man, It did get cold.
Yeah. Well, but the good news, is it will be dry, so your box will retain
it
its shape.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, no, I'm underneath the bridge, you know, so I'm okay. I'm a bunch of homeless people. No, cool. We make a campfire, we roast hot dogs, so we're doing a good thing. Yeah.
All right, that sounds like a plan.
So I'm here, and I'm just cruising around, and I thought I'd just give you boys a holler, see what's going on. But I didn't know this football thing was going on. Man, this place is crazy. Man, I've never seen so many crazy people.
You should have hung out at the stadium. You might have been able to get some cash off of the visitors, off the tourists.
You know what? You're probably right. Because, you know, there's them old boys from Alabama. And them boys from Alabama, you put a cup out and maybe put a pair of sunglasses on or something, or have a cane. Man, they'll drop all kinds of change in there. Maybe,
At the end of the day, it all adds up.
I might do that right now because I ain't that far. I could jump on a bus right now and get there before the game. So I think the game's still going on, man. So. You know what? I think I'm going to do that, make some change. But anyway, so I'm going to get out. You guys, you know, you take care of business there. And, you know, you was talking about that thing that happened, you know. And you know what? That's part of Ezel's protocol. You know, with my honey and my bees, when I make getting selling that honey, I donate all that stuff to the disabled veterans, man. Because you know what? There's a lot of them guys that are messed up. And, man, nobody takes care of them poor boys, you know what I mean?
No, that's true. That's true.
Oh, man, they go over there and get messed up, and then they come back here, and they're all screwed up. And, you know, there's a lot of good organizations out there, and the government, you know, they can do what they can, but they ain't got no money. Man, that country's broke, you know?
It is. You
know what?
We all got it. We all got to go down to the Raymond James with a cup in our hands.
I think I'm going to go right now. So you know what? You guys have a good time. And all right. You know what? I'll give you a holler next week. I'll let you know how my stage. You maybe I'll stop right. by your studio.
All right. All right. We're over.
Tampa, Tampa, and I'll say hello.
We're right above the Chicken Panda Duck Seaweed ABC Seafood House, number 23.
Oh, I know where that.
Yeah,
man.
You know where that one is. Yeah, exactly. And the veterinarian's right next door. We wonder about that, but you know,
You know what? It tasted pretty good. It tasted like chicken, but it looked kind of funny. It did,
but you don't question it. If with enough sauce or breading, you just don't. It's food. It's good enough.
You know what? It didn't kill me, so I said, hey, you know what? It's pretty good. If I can eat it and don't kill me, that's pretty good stuff.
There you go. Exactly, Ezel. All right, Ezel, enjoy your time here, and good luck.
I want to keep warm, too, man.
Good, exactly. You know? Keep warm, and we'll chat with you later.
All right, we'll see you later, boys.
Bye.
Alrighty, well, we had Ezel. Ezel has made it to Florida, and Florida has not been kind. And Joe has been flashing around, and we're kind of in his news segment. So, Joe, what do you want to do? Where would you like to go from here?
We have a script change alert. Woot, woot, woot. Yes, I decided to add a mini CES. And if you don't know what CES is, it's Consumer Electronics Show. So we got a mini CES 2017 section. So if you play Vortex Fast, is that okay, Vortex
hold on,
Fast?
Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
So, folks,
and then are we going? Are we going to go into your news after that?
Yes.
Yes. This is what we're going to do.
And now for the news.
Well, folks, we've got some fun and exciting gadgets and things for you in our mini CES 2017 section. First up, it is something that is really cool. It's something that can make you breathe easier, especially if you live in a high allergen area or room, or you got cats or other kind of pets.
Does that say
it's called
shrimp?
The Spremo.
Oh, okay. Your cursor made it look like it said shrimp Spremo. Air purifier. I'm like, damn.
But it's the instant delivery of personalized fresh air. You can live in your own bubble of air.
Oh, there you go.
It filters out the air of every airborne allergen, including pollen, pets, and dust.
Nice.
10% of asthma, smog, odors. So it's really good for, like, people in China. But, yeah, it's a bubble of healthy air instead of hopelessly, you know, just trying to clean an entire room or building. It just surrounds you.
We just work in bubbles.
But also, integrated air sensors keep you informed of your air before it's clean, so you can see all the contaminants. Ooh. You don't have to breathe in anymore.
Ooh.
So that's kind of crazy that it gives you all those little details about.
That is crazy.
All the, yeah. The filter, apparently, it's a recycle system. It's really cool. You can mail in the filter, and they send you a new one.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and you can control it with your phone. It gives you a lot of really cool functionality in addition to just like cleaning your air really nice. So, that's one of the cool things I found at CES.
All right.
As if I went, right?
I'm sorry.
So, next, we have something fun called the Fold-A-Mate. It's a robotic laundry folding machine. And, you know, it's probably better for, like, a large family if you've got a lot of clothes. You know, if you're a single guy like me, this is ridiculous. But
yeah,
for a large family, it would be like the price of another appliance in addition to your washer and dryer.
Okay.
You know, it can fold your clothes, your towels, your undies, all your little personal things, sheets.
Everything. The cat can fold
everything.
Cat.
Oh, I'm sure if the cat got stuck in there, it would be a nightmare.
Not good. Not good for Kitty.
But you know what's really cool?
What's cool?
Is the 2017 green fashionable cute pet automatic plastic toothpick holder dispenser.
Wow.
You just push a little button and a toothpick pops out of its mouth.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, it's great if you use a lot of toothpicks. You just, yeah. And one day, that Ian Roger might just come to life with the help of our favorite toy company, Lego Coding Kit.
Ooh.
Check it out, folks. I'm going to put it in the show notes. It's a really cool thing that you can make your Legos do. You can create cats and robots and all kinds of fun things.
Oh, nice.
So, guess what? We got some news.
Nice. All right, so let's move on to your news.
I like candy cane. I want candy cane. Trophy, trophy, trophy.
Shh, Joe, be quiet. Santa will... obviously, this is old. Santa will give you one after he finishes doing something very important. Want to tell us what Santa's doing, Joe?
Well, Tennessee police released a surveillance video of a naughty Santa acting nice by handing out candy canes at the bank he robbed only moments later. The Memphis Police Department said in a Facebook post, the man clad in a burgundy sweater and a Santa Claus mask covering his face walked into the Memphis City Employee Credit Union about 10 a.m. on Wednesday and handed out candy canes to customers and employees while wishing them a Merry Christmas. That's nice.
That is
Santa
very nice.
Then approached a teller and handed her a note demanding the cash from her drawer. I hope he gave her a candy cane, too. The surveillance video shows Santa having successfully obtained the money, removing his mask outside the bank, but his back is to the camera.
Of course.
That's crazy.
Well, he was smart enough to create a good diversion.
Yes, exactly. You hand out something that everybody likes.
Exactly.
It reminds me of what I did at a Halloween once, but we'll get into that later.
I don't know if we can talk about that on the air.
Well,
once I find my cursor.
Let's keep it in the holidays with this next story, Anthony. What a novel idea, too. Sure. Wouldn't you agree?
Why, yes, Joe. Yes, Joe. How someone could have thought to do that must have meant only one thing.
Police officers in England made an amazing discovery when doing a drug raid. Marijuana plants decorated in the form of a Christmas tree. On Wednesday, Gloucestershire police raided a house in the town of Cheltenham. They found a small cannabis farm that included the tree. A man and woman were arrested on suspicion of cultivating cannabis. They posted bail with a hearing scheduled for February. Drugs and equipment also were seized in the raid. The police department got into a festive mood by posting a photo of the tree on Twitter with the words, "Not your traditional Xmas tree." Gloucestershire police are looking to combat the illegal operation as part of Operation Emperor.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
Yes, but it's cute. You know, you gotta decorate your tree.
Exactly.
No matter what kind of tree it is.
In time for Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas lasts forever around here.
Apparently.
But we got a nice hacking story coming up next.
Was it the Russians?
Ooh, excuse me.
That was something completely different.
Joe says, kids today, man, they are evil. What the F did these kids ingest? Should we be worried about silicon poisoning?
Anthony says, why, yes, Joe, they are. And believe you me, I'd rather be put out of my misery before any one of these snowflakes gets to rule over my life. When Santa's arrival seems, or am I going too far? Oh, this is yours. Joe. All right, there you go.
Santa arrival seems too far away. Now it's, you know, it's far away. It's Christmas
far
is a
away.
Long time now.
Unlike the break.
Yes. You've got to take things into your own hands, and that's what a 6-year-old secret agent did earlier this month. Special Snowflake Ashland bypassed one of today's most robust methods for securing electronics. To buy $250 worth of Pokemon items, the young girl from Arkansas showed off her Ethan Hunt-like skills when she placed an Amazon order through her parents' account without anyone knowing. How could this have happened? The sly girl carefully placed her sleeping mother's finger on her Touch ID-enabled iPhone. And voila, the floodgates had opened. Ashland's mom, Bethany, awoke to a 13 amazing Amazon order confirmations. She initially thought she had been hacked, only to find out it was her evil genius daughter. No, mommy, I was shopping, Ashland told her mom, according to the Wall Street Journal. But don't worry, everything that I ordered is coming straight to the house. Of course it is, Ashland. Unfortunately, Bethany was only able to return 4 of the 13 orders, which should make picking out presents for her daughters much easier this year, and probably easier for the next several years. This isn't the first time something like this has happened.
Wow.
In fact, Amazon has gotten into trouble with the Federal Trade Commission for banking off in app purchases made by children. The FTC said that Amazon collected millions of dollars over 2.5 years from allegedly illegal transactions, according to a lawsuit filed in federal district court on Thursday. This newest victim will certainly hope iris recognition or retina scanning becomes commonplace.
Oh, yeah,
sure,
right.
Solutions to securing a device while catching some Z's.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, wow, yeah. That's it from the Chip Skipper, though, featured stories archives. Back to you, Anthony.
There you go. Maybe using body parts to unlock technology isn't such a great idea. Thanks, right. Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air smells like an e-hyperloop spool-chasing iPhone hacking universally streaming experience? If you do, visit chiampa.info, that's chiampa.info, to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes if I can get this cart loaded. Where is that cart? Where's my arrow? There it is.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED. Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole
clean a kitchen sink
quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash
faster than a flash?
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 1300 answering machine with one-touch playback of messages, call screening, and remote turn-on from any touch-tone phone for the great price of $58.88. That's only $58.88, a fantastic Sears price for a fantastic AT&T answering machine. So check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website cprmetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's crazy Florida news is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is, oh God, not again with all these fracking days. Okay, here we go. Today is National Winter Skin Relief Day, National English Toffee Day, National Bubble Bath Day, National Argal Day, National Sunday Supper Day, National Argal Day, National Joy Germ Day. Why is the Sunday quote, unquote, day shoved into a Monday slot? The rest of those days are meaningless to me. Oh joy, it looks like Joe caught some germs and has a bit of the sniffles. Thank God it's Monday. Now go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
Boom chakalaka. Contrary to public perception, I, Roger, the Shimpo Studios janitor, I am still around. And why auto attachments are making huge improvements in the studio, guys.
Alrighty then. I guess Roger's still around somewhere. Somewhere. Roger's still out there. Poor Roger.
Yes, thank you, Roger.
We forgot you long ago, Roger. It's okay. All right. Well, it's time for some crazy Florida news. Let me find my script here. If it's not the cart, it's the script. If it's not the script, it's the cart. Or the arrow. Sometimes I just can't find the pointer. So, WFTV Channel 9 News out of Orlando brings us our first crazy news Florida story. We got to access the database. Please wait. Thank you. All right. Let's try it again from the top. WFTV Channel 9 News out of Orlando brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night, where victim blaming is all the rage. James, aged 52... was convicted in October of grand theft and criminal use of personal identification information and was sentenced to 10 years in prison, according to court records. James went to a Highlands County Verizon store and used his ID to steal from an existing customer with the same first and last name, but a different middle name. James' lawsuit claims, so James is the dude that ripped off Verizon in the end. And now he's serving 10 years for doing so. He now is in his lawsuit claims that the Verizon employee spent an hour and a half with him and should have realized that the ID and information from the existing customer account did not match. He claims Verizon's negligence caused a loss of civil liberties and freedoms because he was convicted and sentenced to prison in connection with the case. James has a criminal history stretching all the way back to 1985 when he was convicted of grand theft with a firearm and sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Between 1985 and 2014, he was convicted at least 37 times on charges including rental property fraud, trafficking in stolen property, receiving money through fraudulent use of a credit card. He is seeking $72 million in damages, As of last Monday, Verizon has not responded to the lawsuit. Yeah. So go figure. So you go rip you, off. Yeah.
If you obey all the traffic lights when you're trafficking things, does that help you out any?
I think we're a little off the mark with that one, but that's okay. That's okay.
I figured the music was perfect for it.
It was.
One of those dumb moments.
Let's move on.
Good some bourbon.
Ooh, how about that?
Yeah.
That was quite dense. WZVN Channel 7 ABC News brings us our next story from Naples, Florida, where we have some Lotto Scratch fever. Kenneth snuck into a manager's office at a Circle K on Radio Road early last Monday. Once inside, he stole $600 worth of scratch-off lottery tickets, and then for some unknown reason, urinated all over the manager's desk, according to Collier County deputies. A woman that frequents the store was quoted as saying, "Crazy! That man was crazy!" A worker caught him in the office and told him to leave. Once outside, Kenneth got even more dangerous by brutally attacking a man sitting in his car through an open window. Kenneth also stole cash from the purse of the victim's girlfriend. Yeah, so he walked by. Some dude was sitting in his car, and he attacked him. He attacked him, and he was his car window was open. And this dude just attacked him while just sitting in his car. He also stole from the dude's wife or the dude's girlfriend. So he beat the guy up, and then he stole money from the purse of the girlfriend who was inside the store that the dude was sitting in the car waiting for. Yeah, it gets all too confusing sometimes. The police were contacted.
Not only confusing, but just full of, like...
Are you confused? Do we have to go back over it again?
Intrigue. No, I'm full of intrigue.
Yes.
I'm full of intrigue.
Are you full of intrigue? Are you full of confusion? Yes. Confusion or intrigue?
No confusion.
All right.
No confusion. Intrigue only.
All right. So the police were contacted, and Kenneth took off in a white pickup truck with a business logo on the side of it. He was later found sleeping inside a concrete construction tube behind a business on Commercial Avenue. Deputies say...
Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Deputies say that both the victim and Kenneth were covered in blood. Deputies said Kenneth is homeless and facing several charges, including robbery, battery, and grand theft. And they're not exactly sure where the truck came from. Yeah.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. Everything comes from somewhere. That's how it works.
Woohoo! Sexy!
We gotta have our sexy Florida news story. Even though it's been cold. It's been cold. But our final crazy Florida story of the night comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel and tells us about a correctional officer with some cash, a two-way communication device, and a dream. Erica, 33, worked at the Central Florida Reception Center in Orange County before she was charged with official misconduct, unlawful use of a two-way communication device, and perjury, according to the Department of Corrections. An investigation into Erica... Yeah, but the investigation into Erica by the department officer of Inspector General stated in March when an inmate had told a corrections officer that Erica and another inmate had a sexual relationship. The inmate who reported Erica said that he had saw her and the man having sex in the reception room. Officer Erica seemed to be in love with the inmate, and she introduced food for him and other inmates on her work squad. She probably gave them food. Anyway, it doesn't matter. She gave them food. Introduced. Hello, I'd like you to meet this bologna sandwich. Oh, hello, bologna sandwich. I would like you to meet these French fries. Yeah, exactly. So clearly this was a mistype that I did not catch in the thing where I actually wound up doing it. When he was transferred to another prison, She started raising money for his legal defense, according to reports. Investigators found 5 cell phones that had been smuggled into the prison, and several inmates told them they had used the phones to call friends and relatives. One of the phones also had texts between Erica and inmates, according to the report. She was booked into the Orange County Jail and released on $2,700 bail. And that concludes... Yeah, right. And that concludes that... There we go. That concludes... The button was stuck. We need to clean this machine out.
It's stuck.
Yeah, the little buttons on... You know the cart machine that you load the carts in? The buttons are stuck on them. You push the buttons and they get stuck. I don't know why they're stuck, but I'm not going to ask. Anyway, that's it. That's your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of this experience or have an experience of your own you want to share? Or, hey, are you a DJ, a musician, a band, even a polka band? We would love a polka, all night long segment on Shyampa Radio. Or hey, are you another show, or another one of those attention kind of seeking whores, looking for even more exposure? Well, visit www.shyampa.info to find out how. And now, go grab your devices for your balls, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or about that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Plethora! Hey, I found a food recipe.
Did you find a food recipe? I'm looking for good food recipes. How hard is it? You're eating it right now. You found it at the beginning of the show. You have prepared it all while broadcasting, and you are now enjoying your delicious curry stand chicken tikka masala sauce.
But it has 3 steps.
I want to look at this thing now. Of course, now we're all going to... You should post this to Facebook, in case we have any foodies out there. Which, if we're stoners, then we're foodies. Now, whether or not we all have the impetus to do anything, my goodness.
This is from our friends at allrecipes.com. This is a curry stand chicken tikka masala sauce. It's a recipe by Chris. It's got 5-star reviews, 654 reviews. It's a classic curry stand recipe. This is not halte cuisine. This is the kind of nuclear orange tikka masala that you crave when you stumble out of the pub at 2 a.m. I make vast quantities of the sauce at any one time, and it freezes very well. I also added more cayenne pepper than 1 teaspoon, but I gave out the recipe like this for people who don't like heat. So if you don't like it super hot, this is what you do. But, you play with it. You adjust things a little bit to your desires.
Just add more cayenne pepper to it. I want to print it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Roger. State. Roger's got a printer on him now. I connected a printer to Roger.
He likes those auto attachments.
He does. He really does. He's been kind of moving it around with like one of those dolly types of things. It's like an old HP, like DN, like 200 printer. It weighs like 300 pounds. It's great. He just drags it around. Scrapes up the floor, then has to turn around and polish the floor, and then he scrapes up the floor. It's kind of entertaining. It keeps him out of trouble. It really does. You got to kind of entertain him with something, and if you just run him in a circle, it's putting him in a loop, So, I didn't want to. I wanted to. So anyway, what else?
This recipe though is looking really good. I think we should both try it and see how we both enjoy it. And see if we make it the same.
Okay, I hear Roger printing. Fantastic.
So Roger, by the way, was installed with new sanitation procedures. And he wanted to remind everybody that this is the season of sickness. So that means wash your hands often and cover up in the cold. And make sure when you sneeze, you don't sneeze on your food. You don't sneeze on people.
You don't sneeze on people?
When you touch... You don't sneeze at people.
I thought you were supposed to grab the person next to you and go, excuse me. You can just wipe your face all over them. I thought that's how that was supposed to work.
No.
All right. Well, no wonder why I can't make friends.
So, and I guess I've been thinking about New Year's a little bit. I don't know why.
I don't know if this year's going to be any better than last year. I know that I've gotten a lot more material possessions, like, end of last year into this new year, so I don't know what that means.
Okay, okay.
I hear Roger in the background,
though. Yes, he's dropping off the recipe, that we had printed off. Thank you, Roger. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger.
Give me some of that stir-fried chicken from the Chinese restaurant. I don't think you heard me. I don't think you heard me. So, okay.
Well.
So wash your hands, cover up in the cold. That is very important. It's very important.
Yes.
Because otherwise you get sick. Down here, you should always just wash your hands anyway. It's important just to constantly, you know, be cognizant of your hand washing routine.
Yeah, especially, you know, when you're, if you're dealing with fresh foods and,
oh yeah,
you know, other people.
Oh, definitely.
Fresh foods and other people. Hopefully you're not eating the other people.
or going out with the fresh foods.
Right.
So what's in store for New Year's then, since that's kind of where you were going before I interrupted you?
Well, you know, a lot of things point to kind of another struggle, just continued struggle.
I see.
Especially in the restaurant industry. Innovation standing out is still the key thing, and it's difficult when you've got so much competition. And then you got a limited supply of people to fill that competition.
That can be difficult. That's very difficult.
Yeah. So for me, though, I don't know, to be honest. I want to travel a little bit. I want to continue working and just do what I do. You know, it's like I don't want to reinvent anything.
No. Okay, well, that's
fair
enough.
I'm not looking to reinvent the wheel.
Don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I don't blame you on that one. That's what I try to say every time I go to the doctor. You know, you took my cholesterol 6 months ago. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. It was good 6 months ago. If it was good 6 months ago, why do we need to take it again?
Right.
Oh my god, and I swear I must have the most difficult veins on the face of the planet.
Why is this?
Oh my, I don't know, but it's like every time, I guess they're called phlebotomists, but every time the phlebotomist or whoever goes to take my blood, they usually can't find the vein. And they start poking and poking and poking and prodding and prodding and poking and usually, and then they'll go to the other arm and repeat and like do it like four or five times. And eventually I'm just like, Jesus, stop. You know, it's because my, you know, I'm like, I'm starting to look like a friggin' heroin addict here. Could you stop beating up my elbow pits or whatever that area is called where they suck the blood out? It's like a little vampire. It's kind of just eating up my... it's horrible.
We want your blood.
Oh, after that experience, I had to... After all that.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it's... I don't know how many times I use the F word, but WRFU was not very interested in us, which is fine. Oh. It happens. So we move on to other places more desperate than them.
Other chicken coops.
Other chicken coops. Apparently they weren't desperate enough. We have to find some other suckers to carry us terrestrially. Fuck, it's cold in Florida, let me tell you. It's cold. It's been cold. It's better tonight. But last night, it was like, I was sitting in the living room before going to bed. I'm like, 42 degrees. I'm like, oh, shit.
You're like, holy shit. Yeah, for Florida.
Yeah, for Florida, that's
cold. Especially when you're used to it being steadies in the 70s, at least.
70s, even 50s. I mean, 50s are like, that's acceptable cooler weather at night. Like, that's acceptable overnight weather. But
not 27.
No, not 30, not 47, or, you know, no. So, see, now I'm eating M&Ms. I'm like a cow.
So, is the weather turning chickens? Is that what's going on in Florida? Are you starting to get cooler temperatures for some reason?
No, it cools off. We usually get a cold snap in January and February anyway.
Oh, okay.
This is not
so
unusual.
How are the oranges, though? Is this going to affect the orange crop? You know, are my commodities at risk?
Do you have orange commodities?
I wish I did.
I don't. I think if you had orange commodities, you should be more worried about the citrus greening problem that we have here than probably if they're going to survive the winter. It's more of a question of if they're going to survive at all.
I'll tell you something, though. The oranges from Florida are still way better than the oranges from California.
I know, but they're coming hard and hard to get by because that strain of orange.
Probably
because
they're all being transported from you to other places instead of being used for you.
Something, I don't know.
Seriously.
Yeah. Who knows? But yeah, they're greening. That's what killed. I had two orange trees and it killed them. And
theosmorphically, people in Chicago shouldn't be eating oranges. There's no reason why we should be
eating
oranges.
No, you
would. It's not a native fruit.
At this point, you would all be eating root vegetables and corn and all the shit that you would have been able to like can and like preserve in a root cellar of some sort.
Exactly.
That's all what you would be eating. For me, it would mostly be fruit and I mean. For you, like, meats would be, like, deer and shit like that. For me, it would be, like, boar and stuff. But, yeah.
Venison,
exactly. So, yeah. But you get to eat oranges, and the ugly lights are coming on. Remember, folks, we start it once in a while. Chickens, and that makes me angry. All right, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on. And I can see the stains on the studio walls. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own little special. I don't even want to know. You know, there's other people that use the studio, and I don't want to know what the hell's going on in here. Our own special little snowflake way.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on the stained Cheyenne Radio studio walls. Got nothing to do these weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
And hey, Joe, don't forget, you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour with Betty, our lovable automated personality unit and host, Betty. She has awesome programming. Actually, she's like a Hoover. She just sucks everything up from archive.org and plays it. She has become a monster. I have heard things on Rush Hour. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? But there's some good stuff that comes up, too. But yeah, there's definitely radioforall.net as well. Combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate.
Wow, so much great programming you won't find on mainstream media anywhere, folks. We can't go without plugging our own stuff. Our 24-hour internet station has a website, so please visit us at www.shiampa.info. That's CHIAMPA.info. We have current up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there. Also, follow us on Twitter at Cheyenne Radio and keep us on your Facebook radar, where you can find us as Cheyenne Radio, all one word.
That goes so fast. It's like an hour and a half seems so long, but an hour seems so fast.
I know.
It's
maybe we should do an hour and 15.
No, that would just I would feel sorry for anyone that did pick us up. Maybe we should just cut our breaks down. Or our break, really.
That's maybe.
Maybe.
Just, like, not do a break. Yeah. Well, I like the commercials,
though. No, we need a break. We need a break. We'll figure something out. But, you know, I'm waiting for our other... There we go.
Star-Spangled Banner.
Our Star-Spangled Banner.
Folks, we're keeping podcasting great again.
Oh, my God. Please don't do... Please don't go there. I told Joe today. I says, I don't want to be political. I'm done. I'm over it. What's done is done. What happens will happen. And right now, it's just about the chickens. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Chickens are the banter of life.
Banter life. They give you eggs. They give you cacciatore. They give you cordon bleu. Chickens are good for you. That's my chicken song. All right, folks. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. I believe we will be back next Monday. Even though it is a holiday, we will be here. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, if you're chasing a spool of wire down a highway, don't leave your asshole kid with your cell phone, or you may find urine on your desk and a whole lot of credit card charges on National Joy Germ Day. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a V.
Good night with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.